Well, hey, it is a visitation day here at Hope College, so warm welcome to you. If you are visiting us here today, we hope that as you discern what is next in your life, that you will give serious consideration to becoming part of this community here at Hope. It's a good one. Hey, I don't know if you have plans for spring break, but if you don't, we have an exciting new opportunity to stay right here in Holland and to do a spring break immersion trip in Holland that will help you to see this community in a different way. If you have any questions about that, or if that sounds interesting to you, why don't you send me an email or check out activate.hope.edu. Would you pray with me? Loving God, continue to be present among us as we are challenged by your words this morning. Amen. Well, I feel very fortunate this morning because Paul Boersma is letting me use his Colossians play card. So let's review. For those of you who are visiting with us today, we are working through the book of Colossians, and we're using a play card to help us remember what we're talking about when we approach Colossians. So let me see if my little clicky click works here. Oh, hey. Okay, so Colossians is actually a letter written by the Apostle Paul, who is in?
Jail.
Right. To a group of Christians who live in Colossae, who are under the influence of the Roman Empire, which is perpetuating the myth that Caesar is Lord, right? Caesar is Lord. That is a big claim, is it not? And I think that the Roman Empire got people to buy into this kind of a claim, Caesar is Lord, by being not just persuasive in its violence. We know about the way they persuaded people, that they scared people into believing things like that, because we know the story of Jesus, who was crucified. So this was a violent empire, but also it was a persuasive empire. I don't think everybody had to be strong-armed into believing this myth. I think a lot of people just bought into it because they were persuaded that it was true. If you were here a couple of weeks back when Kate D spoke about images, do you remember this? She talked about that commercial she saw with the floating chicken sandwich and how delicious it was. Do you remember this? Kate was talking about how in the Roman Empire, those people were surrounded by images of Caesar. It was in the marketplace, and it was even in their homes. It was on their spoons and on their jewelry. If it was in their homes, that tells us a little bit of something about whether these people were choosing to follow these images or whether they were just being strong-armed. I think that they were choosing it. I think that the Roman Empire knew that images could do a lot of work for them in perpetuating this myth that Caesar really was savior, that the Roman Empire was the most powerful, that something good and something peaceful and something lasting was what was being promised if people would put their allegiances in Rome. By using images like that, they weren't intimidating people, they were persuading people. Sounds familiar, right? We live in an empire, as Kate D pointed out, that uses a lot of images of its own, and it's perpetuating a different kind of myth. That what is powerful is the mighty dollar, and that security comes from affluence, and that we have allegiance to capital, that we work for profit, that salvation comes from stuff. I think a lot of you are probably thinking, well, I don't believe that. But I think when we really dig deep, a lot of us, including me, have fallen into that kind of a myth. We believe it because we act like we believe it. So if you missed it, here was what Kate's point was. Our empire wants you to believe a lie. And here's that lie. You are, at the core of your being, a consumer. Your highest purpose is to consume. But Paul wants you to believe something different. Paul, in the letter to the Colossians, is saying something else. And here is that truth, that you were made in the image of God, and that your highest purpose is to honor that image. Very different. Well, I'm reminding us of all of this that Kate talked about, not just because it was a great sermon and I'm trying to butter Kate up for something. Nope, just we're back at it again with the passage that I'm going to preach about today in Colossians 3. Paul is talking about the same thing. So listen to these words from Colossians 3 and think about what Paul is saying about the old way, the empire's way of doing things, versus the new way to do things in Christ. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Jew or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul is making a dangerous and countercultural claim here. He's saying that we are not made to glorify the image of Caesar, but to glorify the image of the only true God. And not only that, but that we ourselves are made in that image of God. That you bear the very image of God. So divisions and hierarchies and the way our empire tells us that some people are better than other people, well, those things don't make sense in the kingdom of God. Christ is all and in all. There's no room for identities that are better and identities that are worse. So let me go out on a limb here and suggest what this might mean for us. But first, I want to learn a little bit something about your identities, okay? So we're going to do a little quiz. What I want you to do is when you see two images, you're going to point to the one that best encapsulates you. So if you had to choose, which one is more you, okay? So I need you to point, like, really big. If it's the one on the right, point, like, way to the right. If it's the one on the left, point way to the left, okay? Ready? My clicker is not working. I'm doing it wrong, that's why. All right, which one? Oh, hey. Okay, interesting. How about this one? Uh-huh. How about that one? Some of you are like, what is that? Ask your neighbor. Okay, Oh, of course, hello. What is that one even? I don't know. I didn't know what these were. Both. So we were like, I don't like either of them. Very good. I have learned a lot about you guys, right? So, this has been a very interesting experience for us. These images that you guys chose have told me something about who you are, right? I didn't have to ask, well, I didn't ask about your religious identity or your cultural or ethnic identity. That's a whole other sermon, and our culture certainly tells us some things about who we are based on those things. I wanted to know about your preferences. So how do you decide who you are based on what those images were up there? Where do you fit in our empire? Our culture tells me that I have learned something about you because I know which ones you pointed to. That's what the empire wants us to believe. But the point of these images is to create in us a deep hunger for identity so that we buy stuff, so that we use those images to create our own image, right? Because so that we never are fully satisfied with who we are. If it's true, this myth that gets told, that you are first and foremost a consumer, well then you can never stop consuming because then you cease to exist. That is the myth that our culture is telling us. Have you ever told yourself, you know, if I just get that one thing, I just want that bag or that car, that pair of jeans, and once I get that, then I'm done. Then I'm good. I don't need anything else. I do that all the time. And here's the thing, it's never true. There's always something else I want, and that's the way our empire wants us. The myth, the lie that we are told is that we are nothing more than the images that we let persuade us. I'm a Mac. I'm Diet Coke, right? We are nothing more than the list of our likes on Facebook. But if we take Paul seriously, then we know the truth, that it is not the images that we choose that make us who we are. It is God's image that makes us who we are. We don't have to work to create an image for ourselves. We have been given an image, God's very own image. We are called to wake up and to confront the ways that we're living into the empire's lie of consumerism. Now, some of you might be hearing me say this, quit drinking Coke, you know, quit going to Le Mondelo's or whatever. That's not really what I'm saying, is quit consuming. What I'm saying is this. Next time you go to make a purchase, you need to ask yourself two questions. The first one is this, am I honoring the image of God in me when I'm doing this? Or am I trying to build another kind of image? Am I honoring the image of the empire? Am I feeding a hunger that my culture has told me that I need to have? Or am I honoring the image of God in me? And the second, and just as important, is this question. Am I honoring the image of God in other human beings when I make this purchase? I think if we thought hard about the image of God in other human beings, we would spend our money differently. Because it's pretty hard to honor the image of God in the seamstress who made your t-shirt when you're spending $3.99 for that t-shirt. Somebody is getting robbed there. Somebody's, the image of God in somebody is not coming through. We need to think about when we buy our chocolate and our coffee and our t-shirts and all the consumer choices we make, are we honoring the image of God in ourselves? Are we honoring the image of the empire? And are we honoring the image of God and the people who made that stuff? We need to be awake to the knowledge that this image in us is real, the image of God, and that is who we are. The other story is a lie. And friends of Jesus Christ, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off your old self with its practices, and you have clothed yourself with a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of your Creator. Let's pray. God, help us to be new people who are secure that you have given us an image and it is your very own. Help us to honor that image in all the choices that we make as we live in this empire. In your name, amen. Go in peace.